All right, guys, welcome back. Sorry about that longer break. Going into the second hour here of Roleplay Swan Song. Adam, what's going on?
So, I want to know. I want to see Higgs and our new crew member. I want to see the hiring process there. So, how do you go about getting a new person on board, Higgs? What's your process there?
Is it standard across the galaxies to have like a recruitment center at each planet?
Yeah, I think there's probably like the Travelers, I can't remember what it's called, the Travelers League or the Travelers Society.
Yeah.
There's a spacers for hire, basically, like thing that happens throughout the sector. And if you are a talented crew member seeking a ship, you can sign up there and get hired.
Okay. I think I go there and I try to, like, when I put in the request, I'm just like, yeah, we just need normal, you know, just a normal person.
It's so good you say that, JP.
Please God, the only qualification I'm looking for is someone,
you know,
normal.
Someone who's not going to lead a rebellion against the most important man in the universe, or someone that doesn't have any deal with the stairs, or someone that's not French. You know,
anything.
We can't be French. Yeah. Let's make sure that's not in there. And
yeah, so maybe we see Higgs like typing in the ad real slow, like, okay, looking, like it's like filling in a dating profile, like looking for, you like click all these boxes and then unclick French. Yeah. Pas de Cabral. And then like keywords, normal, not weird, normal.
Yeah.
Results not found. No normals.
Maybe
no
I just
normos
like,
on this planet.
I toggle everything but French. They cannot be French.
All right. So I think that like what are you looking for? Like how do you frame those parameters?
I would say a combat specialist or warrior or something like that, mercenary type. Personnel for I just leave it at that. Just like someone that could handle themselves in a fight, both with and without weapons, etc.
And how do you frame up like the kind of stuff that they would need to expect? Like, how does Higgs see him being on the crew? Like, are you like straight up about it, or do you try to obfuscate the fact that you like constantly get in fights and bad shit happens to you forever?
I would say, what's a good way to word that? I would say expect everything. Like, right. that's just what it says.
Flexible.
Like qualifications, expect everything.
That's okay. that's the code of the business. It's like DD free. It's just like, you know, oh, expect everything. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Yeah.
Anything can happen. Okay. Cool. All right. So you, I think that you, because you check the no Frenchies box, you know, you don't get a lot of replies necessarily. There is someone that you kind of managed to like, you talked to a little bit about, working out a deal. We'll sort of skip through the negotiations, but what's the deal that you and Jeff? I want your input on this. What's the deal that two of you work out to get you and your character on the ship? Like, are you going to get paid permission? Is there a what does that look like?
I mean, that's
you lead it, JP.
I mean, is this talking with the character, or is this through like a broker?
This would probably be initially through a fixer of some kind, and then you get worked out.
I mean, I think it would be simple. Like you get what you're owed. If you're in a crew member, or if you are part of the crew and you are on a mission, then you get 25%. Like, I don't, or whatever the percentage is that we have set up on the ship. I think, are we doing 20% every crew member, and then 20% to the ship?
Yeah, like we were putting some extra into the ship accounts to pay it off and pay for maintenance and stuff.
So maybe we do like 20%. That's what everyone earns. So then we have 10% for the ship. Or 20% for the ship as well.
That works.
Okay. All right, so you work out the details, and the only thing left is to to meet this person in person. Where do you do that?
Where do I have that comp?
Yeah, do you meet them? Do you meet them on Cabral, or are you elsewhere? Because I was gonna say Vinaya is a pretty good place to meet up with like other like spacers and stuff too. It's a pretty common like trade hub.
Vinaya is on Gaxi.
Yeah, Vinaya is the planet that you're headed to for the.
Well, we don't have a pilot, right? I would have to make those roles.
We don't have the pilot. The piloting is just for dangerous maneuvering. Like
so, I'd have to make the navigation roles.
Yeah, the ship can autopilot, navigate, and then autopilot.
Well, Adam, I'll make the navigation rolls as long as it doesn't take 2 hours to get there. And Jeff's just not sitting here for the next two.
That's fine.
As long as, like, I guess I ask Pi and, Piani and Eric, like, are you guys good to leave? Or we got to get out of here. We got to go drop these chemicals off.
Are you, like, is this over comms?
Maybe I just send, like, a message. Y'all's
yeah, you just get like you get a message back one moment, and then you hear this groan, and then you receive ding, all good now.
Okay, Piani, you doing okay? You still alive in there?
I am.
Okay, we good to set course for new adventures? He says it kind of like cringe.
How's the search for the new crew member going?
Well, I think we'd have better luck if we get over to the Giaxis place. That place, it seems better.
Just remember, I have my opinion, too.
Well, it's the biggest on the ship, that's for sure.
You're fucking damn right it is.
Right. All okay. right? All right. Don't get into my liquor, please. Leave it alone.
No one wants to drink your shit. All right, Piani, thank you. We'll see you in a bit.
I just like, hang on. And I guess I'm like I'm in the bridge or whatever, and I kind of like look around and I'm just like, man, it's lonely. Go over to like
the
computer.
Yeah, there are a lot of empty seats.
Yeah, I go over to the computer and like plot it out, and maybe I get like halfway through it. I'm like, this is hard, isn't it, Piani? And then I talk back. Yeah, it's real hard, Higgs. Just like side conversations.
You're
like
so handsome.
I'm just having conversations to myself while I plot out the course and everything.
Awesome. Okay.
All right. Navigation rules?
Yeah, you leave Cabral behind and get ready to zap out into space. Now, you guys have that nav computer that you installed.
Do we?
Yeah, so you can...
So that happen. Does it give me a plus one to navigation rolls?
I believe it gives you more than a plus one.
Because I already have a one in navigation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, let me check for you. The nav computer. Starship travel, here we go. Oh, of course, it's in equipment. Vehicles, starships. Advanced navigation computer plus two to your navigation roll.
Nice. I'm just going to add that to my character sheet then.
Okay.
So we got a plus three to navigation.
What's
well,
the worst that could happen?
Yeah, what's the worst that could happen? Here's the first roll.
Okay.
Wait, stat bonus? Oh, there is no stat bonus, just plus three.
Yeah.
Assisted? No. What the fuck? What is going on?
What are you even doing? There it is.
I have to like roll this shit. I got a 12.
I love the first time everyone does that. It's so good. Yeah.
Well, it's because it fades out on the screen. I'm just like, what? Can I turn
that
off?
That thing. Yeah, you can if you don't like it.
Okay.
If it takes too long for you to throw the dice yourself. But no, you aced it. So no problem.
Okay.
Well, there you go.
12 and 13.
Yeah.
Boom.
All right.
Okay.
Okay, so it takes 12 days. 12. Okay, so it takes you 12 days to travel from the Foryugi system past your native land of Asa, which actually you probably stop in that sector to refuel before jumping in to Giaxi.
Are there weapon shops on Asa that would just sell grenades?
Well, shit, son, of course there is! What kind of planet do you think this is?
Eric's eyes just light up, and he goes...
There's like, there are stores that are just different kinds of grenades, boy!
I am in a very happy place.
So when that happens, I'm just like, yeah, we should get some grenades. That's a good idea. We just go get like a cart. I imagine me and Eric just like waltzing.
Yeah, there's okay. So you go into let's imagine.
I think I probably ask Higgs. I say, Mr. Higgins, do you think they sell grenades on ASA?
Would you like to add one more day to your trip so you can go shopping on ASA?
Yes.
God, yeah.
Okay. All right. So, on planet ASA, there is a imagine if you will. Let's take a trip to the year 3201, and ASA is as we've described it before, this like beautiful sapphire of water. Basically, it's a whole water planet with these like floating cities around it, and on one of these floating cities, there's a essentially like a Walmart that only sells guns, armor, explosives, weapons of mass annihilation. And the two of you can spend as much time as you want there wandering this beautiful, low-cost weapon emporium. Just throwing grenades in the old shopping cart, a little hover shopping cart.
Yeah. Are there people like hawking from the corners of the store like, have you tried the new, MG3000?
Oh, dude, there's like free samples where they like, they just like let you shoot at random stuff that's around. Awesome. Like, it's an capitalist armory, basically. You can just wander around buying all the stuff you need. So go ahead and do that. If there's anything you want to buy, you can.
Where the hell are grenades and explosives?
I think that they're just under weapons, basically, in the game.
I assume the conversation between Higgs and Eric is just like, Eric, I just like a simple grenade, but sometimes you get some crazy grenades over here, and this one will blow up and then blow up again, and we call that the doubler.
blow up again?
It goes once, and then it goes twice. It's crazy. Technology is out of control. You know how it goes. Anyways, I just like a bunch of the good old-fashioned grenades, and I just like do a huge arm swath and grab like 20. And just shove those into a cart.
So they come in like it's like a Costco of grenades. So you buy them in like 48 packs. They come like in an eggshell, like or one of those like egg cart things.
Yeah. Right. I buy 25 grenades at a cost of 625 credits. Mm-hmm. I guess like I'd like to sort of like look at when Higgs is off, just like absorbed in some weapon that he's seen. I'd like to find a store employee and ask them a couple questions.
Okay. Yeah, there's a woman nearby. There's a woman nearby, and she's restocking the grenade launcher rack. So she's just like putting up these like plastic. They're in like blister packs, so she's like hanging them on pegs. And she's wearing a denim mini dress and a big like straw hat.
Yeah.
She turns around and sees you, she's like. She's like, can I help you with something? She like walks over and she's wearing like 8-inch heels, but they're like cowboy boot heels. And she like walks over. She's like, can I help you with something?
Those look very impractical. How do you walk? Did you have to practice?
She's like, these little things. Sure, but these are my working heels. You should see the real ones I got at home. And she like winks at you.
Oh. Yes. I'd like to inquire about some of your goods. I mean your wares. I mean here, in the store.
Oh, you got questions about a gun? Maybe something blows up? What can I help you with?
Definitely more of the blowing up type. I've heard of a thing called... Well, it's a type of grenade, except if you're a metadimensional extroversion syndrome person, then you can use your knowledge of the future to make it behave in strange ways. Do you know what I'm talking about?
She kind of like looks at you, she's like... Ooh, those are some big words, honey. I'm going to have to get my manager. You hang on a second.
Okay, I'll stay right here.
Okay, so she, like, walks over and she picks up, a phone on one of the, like, pillars nearby.
Just her in the background. He's like, hey, Eric, this one does three times. It blows up three times instead of two. It's crazy.
Three times is good, Mr. Higgins. That's very good.
So, so she's on the phone and you catch her, like you can hear her. She's like, yeah, that's right. Yeah. Something about meta, something or other. Yeah. I don't know. I don't understand. He's got a funny accent. I don't understand half what this guy's saying. Yeah. All right. Thank you. She like hangs up and she's like,
she's one to talk.
She's like, okay, sugar, you just hang on. I'm gonna go back to restocking these grenade launchers. Someone will be with you in just a minute.
thank you so much. So, I really like your shoes.
So she goes back to finishing taking the grenade launchers out and put them up. And after a second, you see two guys walking down the aisle towards you. They're both wearing like black suits, like business suits with black ties. They have black sunglasses on. They look pretty much identical. Like they look just like exactly the same as one another. And they're like walking towards you.
Yeah. I like turn to face them and I smile real big.
So they stop and the guy looks at you and one guy says, sir, you were asking about meta something grenades?
Yes. I think they're called metafocal grenades. That's what I've heard other people refer to them as.
And he kind of like looks you up and down, he like pulls his sunglasses down slightly, kind of gives you a look. And he's like, you have identification, son?
Oh, yes. I think I have something. So I just like rummage through my pockets, pull out my wallet. I've got like, you know, my like Havadan, you know, certificate of whatever. So, I pull it out of hand to him. I'm Eric.
We see Eric's ID for the first time, and it's like a slottable like card, like as much like a mini disc, and it's got a picture of you. Do you look like really different, or do you look the same?
I look the same. I'm like this.
Okay. The card is all in Arabic too, so the viewer, like we as viewers, if we speak English, we can't read it. So we see it, and he looks at it, and he takes a data pad out and like slots it, and it like runs the ID. Looks at it, pulls it out, and he's like, come with us, sir. And they step to either side of you and like kind of like lead you away from the rack.
Thank you, yes. Right away. Okay. Mr. Higgins, I'll be back soon.
Yeah, Higgs, you see two like CIA looking dudes taking Eric away somewhere.
Eric, did you whatever. Like, duck back down into the grenades.
Yeah, you're at the in the bulk section. There's just like huge crates full of grenades.
Yeah, I'm checking like, them like I do eggs. I'm literally looking for cracks.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
This one's a little overripe. No, yeah.
They sell them. They sell them by weight.
Great.
Just scooping them into a bag. Oh my god, awesome! All right, so. Eric, you get taken into like a side room. So they lead you through a door that says like employees only, and like down a hallway.
Yeah, I'm like looking around. This is really exciting for Eric. He's like, "Ooh, employees only. What's down there? Is that where you keep the stockpiles?"
And they take you up to a door, like a big like gray door with like yellow and black stripes on it. Mm-hmm. And they're like. One guy puts his hand on the door and he's like, this is the special section, sir. And he like opens the door. And inside, there's like a much smaller, like much less like in your face, like holograms of people in gunfights. Like it looks more like what you would expect an armory to look like. There are a couple of people here dressed in like again in suits, men and women in black suits with sunglasses on despite the fact that they're inside. And from the outside, like, Eric would never get this, but this is just, like, a different brand of the same store. But this is the, like, cool gun section for real cool people who, like, guns that do cool stuff.
Eric is totally on board. He's like,
yeah. So the guy's like, while you're shopping, sir, can we get you anything? Would you like a bourbon, a coffee?
Oh, do you have tea?
They kind of, like, look at each other, look at you. I'll look into that, sir.
Thank you so much. I will call you Mr. White and you Mr. Black. It was nice to meet you.
All right, so they leave and you can look around in the special section.
Yeah.
Which is just where Eric belongs. Okay, cool. So feel free after that vignette buy whatever stuff you need. Tech level 4 or lower weaponry is all available to you.
Can okay, I can I make a persuasion roll to buy 40 grenades in bulk for 800 instead of 1,000?
Yes. Yes, you can.
Okay.
40 grenades?
Yeah.
You never know when you're going to need some.
Last time I ran out. What is my... I get plus one. Stat bonus assisted, no. 11.
Okay, yeah, sure. You can have 40 grenades. I don't care.
Okay. 4800 instead of 1000.
Yeah, 4800. Yeah, you get the bulk discount. Do you want to sign up for like a Weapon Mart? Like
grenade of the month club.
They asked me that. They asked me that, and I'm like pondering, and I'm, well, do you have one that just will email me about the grenades? I don't need to know anything about the guns. Just grenades only.
Oh, so you're a discerning customer. Okay, yeah, they have like a special grenade aficionado magazine you can sign up for, and yeah. Every month you'll get a special delivery of a grenade bouquet. Now they'll keep you up to date on any developments in the field of anti infantry explosives.
Fantastic. It's called Grenades of Wrath.
Yeah. Fantastic.
All right, so you get signed up for that.
So Adam, in the special section. Like, metafocal grenades are TL5, so I'm probably not finding any of those.
That's right, yeah.
Is there anything here that is...
Here's the thing. How much does Eric know about weapons?
He only has knowledge about Psytech weaponry.
Okay, all right. So
but he does know some.
What Eric may or may not recognize, then, is that everything in the special section is the same as the stuff in the regular section, but it's all spray-painted matte black.
Yep.
Yeah. And it's in, like, cooler packaging.
Yeah. Ooh, look at this.
Yeah, everything's all, like, aerodynamic and shit. Whereas out there, it's all flashy and big and scary and military-looking.
Yeah, like, I guess I'm, like, kind of extending my psionic senses to, like, see if there's anything in here that's specially psionically reactive to either metapsionics or telekinesis. But I'm assuming that I don't really find anything.
No, it's all kind of a, yeah.
Yeah, okay, so, you know, Eric eventually walks back over to where Higgs is. You know, he's a little bit crestfallen, but, you know, so it goes.
So Higgs has, like, literally, like, a shopping cart full of grenades when you find him going through the checkout.
Actually, wait, when the guys bring back Eric's tea, he probably says, you know, you've been so helpful, but I'm not quite finding what I'm looking for. Do you have a store manager I could speak to?
So, yeah, when they bring you your tea, it's actually like a tall boy of tea-flavored energy drink.
Nice.
That's the closest they could get.
Yeah, like, Eric sips it, he goes, thank
you. It's horrible. You immediately, then, like, feel your heart start to pound.
Yeah. Eric takes a sip, blanches, thank you. Do you have a manager I could speak to? I'm not finding what I'm looking for.
They can bring you to the manager if you want.
Yeah, so Eric's just like, he's like, do you have any other branches that might have this sort of thing? Do you know of any other suppliers that might have this sort of thing? I'm happy to, like, make a roll if you want to get me in trouble.
Go ahead and make a charisma roll.
Okay. Ba-doo. Oh, yeah.
What'd you get?
Four.
Oh, a four. Okay. So very politely, but using the same kind of like repeated language thing that people who can't give you the answer you want but want to get rid of you thing, she tells you pretty much like they don't go in for that stuff. And you've already, you know, if you'd like, we could take you to the special weapons section because you're obviously a discerning customer. Yeah. And you're like, I've already been there. They're like, well, maybe you should look again. And, like, you know, they don't. Yeah, you just get talked in circles.
Can we bring you a bourbon? Right, yeah.
Exactly. Would you like a bourbon? Maybe you'd like to calm down and have a bourbon. I think that you end up being, like, given a like a coupon for a free hamburger or something as their way to apologize to you.
Thank you for this. It's very nice. I will go use it right away.
Awesome.
Yeah.
All right. Cool. So, if anybody else wants to buy anything weapon wise, you're welcome to do so. But you spend your day trip on ASA in the various Walmarts of the planet before you head off.
Yeah. I think I'm good.
Okay. All right. So, Vinaya is. I'll tell you a little bit about it. Actually, if anybody has a culture roll that they want to roll to know things about that planet.
Sure, I'll make a culture roll. What is cultural criminal based off of? What do you stat?
It'll be based on charisma or intelligence, whichever you prefer.
Okay. Four, never mind.
Okay.
Wait, why is that minus one, plus one? That should... What? Well, regardless, it was a low row, but I'm just trying to figure it out.
All right. Yeah, we can take another look at it if you want after. Okay. So Vinaya is a planet that is like very much in hand of the Midari Syndicate. It's like their homeworld. And that's where they're from. It's known as basically like a market planet where you can buy or sell anything. So whatever you can imagine, this is a place where you can buy it, including things that you might not think you could be able to buy, like, you know, information brokery happens here like crazy. Basically, any kind of drug or weapon or ship, TL5 and artifact stuff goes through the markets of Vinaya all the time. It's a highly populated planet with millions of inhabitants, breathable atmosphere, temperate biosphere, and the alien life forms on this planet are Earth comparable. So you can hunt them, and so the planet's agriculture is all quite good. It's about as close as you can get to Earth in this sector.
Gotcha.
Yeah, so there's lots of people that live here, and when you arrive, there's tons of traffic, like tons of traffic around the space stations, and you've been gone 12 days, so I think that when you arrive, Higgs, you have a message from Rajani.
Yeah. I assume I open it.
Okay. So the last time you talked to Rajani was when you got to Cabral, right? When you dropped her off?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. All right. So the message just says, thanks for everything. I've got my clan in hand. When you drop off the supplies, look me up. And it has a like a telecom number for you. And it's in this planet.
Okay. Yeah, I respond in system now. How about drinks later with our new crew member?
Cool. Okay. You get a message back within an hour that just says, like, as you're approaching the planet, that just says, sounds good, I'm buying. And it has a location for a bar.
Okay. Yeah, that's great.
Cool. Okay. So where are you going to meet with your new crew member?
I mean, I assume just go to the same recruitment center.
Okay.
Or did the brokers on Andoni already figure out that the crew member is here and we're just picking him up? Like, what?
They would have made the arrangement. You can meet him at the recruitment center. Is everybody going to go, or are you just going by yourself?
I guess I walk into all the doors or all the rooms. I'm just like, hey, we're going to go meet the new crew member. You want to come, Piani?
Sure, of course.
Okay, let me go get Eric. Go and get Eric. Ask him the same thing.
Okay. Oh yes, right away.
Okay. Hey, Piani, think we should bring Pi?
Is Pi in the ship?
Yeah, totally.
I don't mind him coming. He needs to get out every once in a while and stretch the legs.
Sure. Let's do it.
I've got, you know, I taught him to drink. It's fun. I'll show you later.
It's like swan song face palm.
Mama Pick does not approve.
We start working our way towards the recruitment center.
Okay. So to give you an idea of what Vinaya looks like, The planet, you can kind of imagine it like a less polluted, if you're familiar with like any of the sort of Star Wars extended universe. It's like Nar Shaddaa. It's like a pretty heavily populated planet with lots and lots of buildings, tons of like space traffic, a lot of like hover vehicles, and just like constant barraging of like neon lights and like advertising. Like commerce is a big fucking deal on this planet. So you arrive through a cloud. The ship pulls like in through a cloud of neon light. You fly through a hologram sign and dock at a docking tower, which is like bristling with like sponsons, basically, that you attach yourself to. So there's all these ships attached to them. And yeah, and so you start making your way towards the recruitment center. And immediately, as soon as you get off the ship, you have a crowd of people basically like hawking at you. They're just like trying to give you flyers and telling you about like hotels you can go to. And like, you know, somebody comes up to you, Higgs, and like presses a flyer into your hand and is like, welcome, sir. Welcome to Vinaya, the planet where everything is legal. And you cast a glance down at the pamphlet and you see some disturbing shit.
Like disturbing like, shit or actual disturbing shit for Higgs?
I mean, not for Higgs, but like a normal person. Like maybe we, because the show is not X-rated, but we catch a glimpse, like as Higgs looks down, of flesh of varying colors.
Gotcha.
And configurations. And he looks you in the eye and is like, please let me take you to my, and he like, he's trying to like guide you. Like you've been on a long trip, sir. You look like someone who could use some relaxation. Like tries to like take you off to like this hotel, basically.
Yeah, I kind of like laugh and get rid of him quickly. Okay. Or maybe like brag to hey Piana, he wants to take me to bed. How about that? It's crazy, right?
Yeah. So when you turn around, because we know you're unfazed with this. What about everybody else? Like, how are you responding to this?
Eric's a little overwhelmed. He's just kind of like trying not to look anywhere, and everywhere there's something. He's just like,
Yeah. Same, just more like, what the fuck?
Okay, yeah, a lot of, like, looking around. All right. Yeah, so I guess you're led through the crowd by Higgs. Hey, you know what? Let's make a roll here.
Okay.
Do you want to make Higgs, you're leading them through this mess, and everybody else is having kind of a hard time. Why don't you make a roll for us?
Navigation roll?
Yeah, let's navigation, but with charisma, because you're like trying to like guide people out of the way and like be like, no, don't talk to that guy, Eric, come on over here.
Okay, 8.
Okay, all right. So it does take some time, but nobody gets mugged. Nobody's pockets get picked. You do end up outside eventually the recruitment center, and I think that we see you come around the corner and we see it, and it's pretty run down, pretty seedy. It's on the like fourth floor of a huge tall building that is at least part, like on the bottom floor it's like a nightclub, then there's a bar above the nightclub, then there's a massage parlor above that, and somewhere up above a longer elevator ride up there's the recruitment center. We see that from the outside, and then the elevators open and inside you come out into a lobby, sort of plain looking lobby with a bench to one side, and there's a terminal in the back, and that's about it. But there is, when you come out of the elevator, one other person in this little like automated waiting room. Do you want to describe your character for us, Jeff?
Why, yes. So I'm it's like a normal sitting room, you'd say?
Yeah, it's like a little automated like meeting room, and there's a couple of terminals that are sort of like internet cafe style, where you would go to like check your society messages, like check on job postings, that kind of thing. It's all automated. Nobody actually works here.
Okay. My character is sitting down. He has like a clearly modified glowing blue eyes. So not like blue like mine, but you know, artificial eyes, essentially. In fact, speaking of artificial, he's very modified in general. He's wearing like a kind of skin-tight spandex, like a bodysuit type thing. Not like combat clothes per se, but normal kind of combat clothes, actually. But his chest is like, it's muscular, but it's actually unearthly flat across the front of it. He's got like a prosthetic glass, like kind of plastic tubing in his throat, so you can kind of see what's going up and down his neck. He has no hair or of any kind on his face, but he actually has like some kind of prosthetic or something like that that's projecting some kind of weird, not even weird, but like a red beard off of his face. And then he has a blue mohawk, but that's also projected as well. Like it's not real hair. And then he's like fairly muscular, pretty big, but not like gigantic or anything like that. He's like 6'2", 6'3", something like that. A little bit on the bigger side, so, you know, 235 pounds, something like that. But again, not like a pile of muscle. He's just like a normal, well-built, soldier-looking guy.
Well built in several meanings of the
in
word,
many different ways, yes. And he's so that's what you can see. He's got his equipment in like a bag next to him, but as you enter, he stands up, kind of walks over to you, extends his hand, and then his voice is like it's very glacial, like large mountains moving, and he just says, "I am Alpharius."
Okay, do you work here? Are you one of the robots that can help us?
He kind of like looks around, and he's like, "No, I answered the thing."
Hi, I'm Eric.
He looks at you, and he says, "Hi, Eric. It's really good to meet you." And he reaches his hand out to you as well. It's really fucking loud, and it's like a different voice, actually.
I'm just like really surprised. What? I shake your hand.
He looks surprised too, a little bit. Like he catches himself, and he's like, "I have had a lot of modifications, and I apologize."
What?
No need apologize. I understand.
What was the yelling about? Happen.
He looks at you and he says, "I have had a lot of modifications. I cannot really control my voice."
What? How did you get normal out? I don't mean to offend, sir, but normal is not this. And I kind of like point up and down.
He nods his head. He says, "To be fair, well, partner, you're right on that one. There's a lot of things about me that aren't certainly normal, I would say." But and he looks confused again, and he's like,
"I think your accent switched.
Everything else, basically normal."
I'm just kind of like staring at Piani. You want to say anything to this thing? Well, just look at him.
I'd like to know a little bit about you. What are you good at?
With that, he says, he gives a nod and says, "Fair question. I am skilled with projectile weaponry."
That's good.
And then he again, he kind of like his eyes unglaze, and he says, "I'm also a skilled pilot. I have flown many types of spacecraft."
Oh, well, that's good.
I also noticed you asked for them to not be French.
Yeah, you're not French, right?
I am not.
Okay, well then you won a point. You got one point.
You know,
he looks completely pleased by that point, like a little smile.
Are you a fighter?
He says, "Yes, ma'am. I am specialist with many different kinds of weapons, but I prefer unarmed combat."
Tell me about the dirtiest, shittiest fight you ever been in.
He gives a not bad look on his face, and he said, "I'm not sure what it was called. It was like a bear. It was like some kind of hairy monster. And I ripped out its throat, and I actually had," and he like catches himself again as he says that. And he's like, "Son of a bitch, not now." And he on his hand, like you can see him like trigger a finger, and a blade actually kind of like just comes out of his forearm, basically. But it swings out, so it's like a switchblade, but it's actually his fucking forearm. And he says, "And I use this to cut off its head."
Would you fight
I'm
Higgs?
Really sorry about my voice.
Would you? I don't give a fuck about your voice.
Yeah,
you
listen
people,
to her talk. She sounds like a fucking idiot.
Give me a free pass. Would you fight Higgs for a spot on the ship?
Kind of looks over at Higgs. And when he moves,
maybe put up my hands like that, like a fucking
box. Piani, I just imagine Piani breaking the pool cue in half. There's only one opening. Throws it on the floor.
He's very fucking modified. Like you can hear pneumatic sounds as he moves and stuff. Like not like an absolute robot, but like certain parts of his body. Like you know how you can in surround sound. Well, I mean, just real life, and you can hear where things are coming from. So, like, if he moves his right arm, you can hear pistons and movement there. If he turns to face you, you can hear like plastic against flesh moving as he looks over at you. So he's just a completely fucked up guy. But he looks at you, looks up and down, and says, "He's the captain, right?"
"He is."
"Then I would not fight him for a position." "That would be shitty." And he just like fucking.
I look at him like, "That's 2 points, I think."
While this is all going on, like, Eric is sort of just walking around, examining all of the various parts of this person in front of him. Is there anything I can tell with my knowledge of post-tech from what he's got on his body?
Make an intelligence roll.
Okay. Do I get a plus one for my int?
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, I'm so smart. God damn. I'm great at everything except for being personable. I got an 8.
Okay. What kind of information are you looking for here?
Oh, just like, you know, I'm sort of evaluating the effectiveness of all of his implants and making sure everything's operating at full capacity if I can. And, you know, if there's something where I could be like, "Oh, look, you have this thing loose, it might fix your voice," then I would definitely like point that out.
So one thing that I can tell you, like, it, did you get all, you got all this work done over a couple of different, like, couple of different places? Okay.
Yeah.
So let me just check. I got to check the history. Cause it's all newish, like within half a year or so. None of it is older than a few months.
That's quite recent. So, you know, I guess I just make some sort of remark. "You're not very used to your new implants yet, are you?"
He looks at you and kind of nods. And then looks like he's really focusing and says, "I've been through a lot, and I had to modify myself to make sure I had modifications done to me to make sure that I can continue my job."
"I see. Have you gotten into any fights with your new implants yet, or are they basically untested?"
"My whole life is army and protecting, so yes, fights, many."
"But with your implants specifically, do you know that they function well in high combat situations?"
"I am absolutely certain that I can tell you."
"What can you tell me?"
He looks around and is like, "Does he have a hearing problem?"
"No, I can hear you just fine. See, I'm right here. I know I'm taller than you, but
it was
I'm not
me.
That much taller."
"It was me. Yes, I've fought with the implants, all of them."
"Hmm. Okay, very good. I just sort of like look at Piani for a second, and then I look back to you, and I say, "Alfarius, can you do the thing?"
I don't know what you mean."
"Never mind. It's not important."
Actually, Piani steps in and it is. "I ask everyone that comes, do you got a problem with anyone with MES?
With that, he kind of shakes his head and says, "No, I'm completely fine with that."
"Do you know what it is?"
He says, "MES is shit you can do with your mind!" Shakes his head.
"You're right. All right."
I look at Piani and maybe like shrug a little bit and look at Eric and shrug a little bit. Hey, Pi, what do you think about this guy? Is this going to be an issue? By the way, Alfarius, this is Pi.
So, Pi the robot right next to him?
So Pi has been standing quietly nearby, and then the like robot body like walks up to you and stands in front of you, Alfarius.
And
head looks you up and down.
Looks at it and says, "I've not seen a servitor like this. This doesn't seem to be too terribly well put together."
"Well, Piani put it together. I mean, you can only expect so much, right?"
"My apologies, I didn't."
So Pi, the robot, extends an arm to you. It's manipulator hand at the end opening?
He shakes it.
Okay. So, Pi says, hello, Alpharius.
He kind of looks at the rest of the group and smiles and is like, hi.
Are you going to be joining the crew?
And he keeps looking at the group and like kind of shrugs and is like, I'd like to.
And then the Pi just like turns to Higgs, and with a slight like whirring sound, its shoulders go.
Shrugs.
Yeah.
He says, "Never mind. That's a very well put, Piani. It is most impressive that you were able to do that.
Don't coddle her. She's an idiot. You don't have to be nice to her.
Oh,
sorry.
Oh, he like furrows his brow and is like, I rescind everything I just.
Okay, good. Good. Well, I do have two questions for you, and the most important questions we'll answer today. One, actually three. I miscounted. Do you have any issues with blue fever?
I mean, it's a drug. I'm not super big on drugs, but I like to say, live and let.
Yeah, live and let live. I agree.
Yes.
Okay, great. We'll be running some blue fever in the future. Hopefully you're okay with that. I'm sure the rest of the crew is as well, but who cares? Second question is, do you have any issues with someone important within the universe that you have to fight in a death-to-death, mano-a-mano fight that we might see 10 weeks from now?
He says, well, that was a super specific thing you just said there. I cannot even believe that you said that. He says, that was really embarrassing. I'm sorry. I do not have... He says, it's fair that you ask that. I'm from Andoni. Are you familiar with this planet?
Yes.
You notice the crew, at least, like, Pi looks at both Higgs and Piani, like, kind of like, and then look at you. Eric, I imagine, is just grinning at you.
So you have heard of Andoni?
Yes, we were just there, yes. Yeah.
He says, well, I'm going to be up front with you. I need this job because a man's got to get paid, obviously, and I feel like being not French and good at fighting and a darn good pilot as well, I'm the man for the job. But I do... I did a little bit of research on you guys, and I know that you had a run-in. Would he know that, actually, now that I say that? Is that kind of... I don't want to metagame it too much. I don't think he would.
No, I don't think. I don't think it's common knowledge that the swan song was involved.
Yeah. No, let me take that back. It's fine.
Okay.
He would just say. He would say. It's. I got a little bit of a chip on my shoulder about what happened to Andoni. But the job comes first. I need a job.
Okay. All right. Last question. This is most important. And I kind of like put my hand out. I look at the rest of the crew and maybe like a smile goes up on one side of the face. I'm just like, you want to be the best?
You asked that question?
Yeah.
He looks at everyone and says...
Like no one ever was.
I feel like that's a question I can answer completely honestly and say...
I'm glad to hear it.
And he looks, he just kind of sits back and nods and clasps his hands and looks at each of you for your response. Just kind of waits.
Can we keep him?
You didn't answer, yes or no, you got to answer the, you didn't answer the question, Alpharius. At least not out loud. We didn't hear it.
He's like, he looks embarrassed every time he does it because on some level he registers that this is happening, but on the other level it doesn't, it's not clicking fully. And he kind of is like, yes, the best at everything.
All right. Okay. Well, you got 20% coming your way, and we're going to a dinner. Hope you don't mind meeting some new people. Please don't talk too much. You might scare them away. But, you know, I think you're going to fit in here. Can I call you Alfie?
You are the captain. You can call me whatever you like.
All right. All right, Alfie, let's get going. We got to go to a dinner. Then I just go up and hit the elevator.
Fantastic.
So before you go, like as everybody's piling into the elevator, Pi says to you, Alfarious, you said that you want to be the best at everything?
He kind of looks at the robot. Would he have, like, is it, how common is AI? Because that he had no idea.
So there's a couple of different ways that AI kind of operate in this sector, right? Actual, real artificial intelligence is incredibly rare. And when it does exist, it's braked. So it's, you know, it's stopped from reaching its full potential because it's assumed its full potential would be the destruction of humanity or whatever. People are afraid of them. Virtual intelligence is a subset of AI that is just coded not to be able to grow. It's just built to do one or two things. That's pretty common. Everybody's interacted with those through their lifetime. So chances are pretty good that your assumption would be that this is just a complex VI, some kind of like butler robot or something.
Okay. So as we're kind of walking and the robot asks him that question, he is still not really sure where he's at with this robot in particular, but really with the group. So he just kind of regards it and says, like, to be honest, it was a mostly silly question. Be the best. I don't know. It's a job interview. I'll say yes to that, of course.
I don't think it's silly. I think putting yourself to the fullest possible use is all that any conscious entity could ever hope for. I appreciate that goal. That's what I'm trying to do, too.
He looks at it and says, that is some deep shit. You're a fascinatingly well-made machine. Pi, is it?
That's what they call me, yes.
Pi, I really like you! I think you are a good robot.
Thank you. And besides, don't worry. He kind of like looks you up. They look you up and down. You're still more human than I am, at least.
Kind of, he winks at you, and yeah.
Okay. Is it like?
It's like a shutter opening and closing, like the snap.
Well, the eye just turns on and off. Yeah, it's not like a biological eye.
Awesome. Okay. Cool. So you pile into the elevator, and emerge out into the streets.
Okay. Yeah, I think cool. We go to dinner with. Are we going to? Is that like right now, or are we going back to the ship? How long do we have, Adam?
I mean, it's up to you. It's like night has fallen, you're in the planet the planet where anything is possible. So.
You said TL5 stuff passes through here, Adam.
If you have the right connections and
And
the money.
Yeah, you know, Eric would like to see if he can make a connection to the local academy branch, and then see if they can put him through to somewhere he can buy some metafocal grenades.
Okay, you should ask Rajani about that.
Yeah, sure. Okay. Yeah.
Because she's your the ship's biggest contact. Okay, she hasn't met you yet, but that's the thing that can come up when you go to dinner.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like I guess I would probably like prior to the dinner, I would try to contact the local academy branch, but maybe they don't get back to me, but I'll contact Rajani at dinner as well.
Yeah, for the most part they're closed. So.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, cool. I think we do everything but start the dinner, but we go to the restaurant and all that stuff. So if we get there, fine, we can take a break.
Okay, yeah, let's take a break now, and then we'll do the meeting with Rajani after.
Cool stuff. Cool. All right, let's take our second break here of the day, and we'll come back and go into hour 3 out of this. More roleplay at Swan Song coming up. We'll see you guys in just a bit.